You're facing the TV, it's the coach.
Yeah,
but I Marcel called it ironic as hell last night. Is it sort of same feeling? Yeah.
I mean, you know, for me, obviously the past is the past, and you know, I'm happy for them. You know, they've earned it as well as we've earned it, and you know, my focus is obviously it's going to be, you know, on our football team. I think it's as, you know, it's as easy as that for me.
Have you gotten to a point where you can see what they do well yet?
No, I mean, you know, I've seen them during the year. You know, really haven't. You know, sometimes you see some teams, you know, when you look, you know, it gets crossed. So some of the games that you cover, you're able to see them. But, you know, we really haven't. But, you know, we, you know, well prepared before, knowing that we were going to, you know, play after the season was over. So we were able to get all the stuff broken down and do all those things of that nature so that we were ready to go right away.
There was a lot of venom from Buffalo fans when you left there. Is it like do you get any of that anymore?
No, I wouldn't know. I mean, I really don't look for it and don't know.
You got some here when you took the job, remember?
I'm sure. I mean, I think anytime you leave or and you go back, it's always, you know, people make stuff, you know, bigger than what it is. It's, you know, my job is to coach this team. It's plain and simple.
Having experienced the passion of that fan base, how cool is it that they're finally getting to experience this playoff run as well?
I mean, again, they've earned it, but I look at it. I actually look at it a different way. You know, maybe I'm screwed up, but you know, I look at it as, you know, for our fans, you know what I'm saying, and, you know, their loyalty and resiliency, you know what I'm saying, throughout, you know, difficult times, you know, here. You know, not having, you know, been in the playoffs since, I believe, 07, and then not being able to have a home game since, you know, 99, you know, I'm excited for our team, and I'm excited for our fans. I mean, they've gone through, you know, quite a bit.
What do you put bigger stock in as far as an advantage for you in the playoffs, being at home or winning the turnover battle?
Winning the turnover battle, absolutely.
Even if it's just by one?
Winning the turnover battle, Gene. I really believe that.
Do you get a sense this game means a little bit more to maybe Marcel Darius than just because of his past with Buffalo or anything? I know he said you guys have talked about this week already.
Yeah, I just told him to be smart, you know, because he's the one that I would think, you know, the last one, you know, he came from a trade, you know. So I just told him to be smart.
Doug, what does Chris Ivory have to do to sort of get back into the contributing?
Really, it's not Chris, it's the same thing. I mean, we have a good situation. But also, it's a difficult situation. You know, when you get up there and you only can dress so many for a game, and you're looking at the positions and what you have and what you have to do. If we were dressing players just on their ability to be able to contribute, then it'd be easy. But you know, Chris plays, you know, running back, and you know, TJ plays running back, and Leonard plays running back. You know, but we also have a bunch of other, you know, positions on special teams. So that comes into play. So each week, you know, whoever's healthy and who's up, you know, it's a topic of conversation of, you know, what gives our team the best chance to win. It's always a tough decision each week.
Go follow up on Darius. Yeah. A sack yesterday. It looked like he was pretty good in the run game. Did he flash a little bit more yesterday?
I think the last two games he's played well. I mean, I think when you put on the last two games where he's played well, and it looks like he's becoming more comfortable, you know, with the calls and what we do. You know, again, it's hard to insert someone right away. You know how hard it is for me to give defensive line credit, because when I was an online coach, you always work with the defensive line coaches, you know. So I used to always joke around when training camp comes around, you have installation. So I don't have anything here, but the offensive installation books of where I've been have been like this. You know what I'm saying? The defensive installation book is like this, right? Now, granted, I will give credit to, and this is in general, it's not just here, so everywhere I've been. So the the DBs have a lot. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot that goes into coverages and routes and stuff. You know, the linebackers have a lot of adjustments. But I used to always say to the D-line coach during installation, I'm always like, so what do you do all the time? I mean, like, my meetings are so, like, I mean, we're going on and on and on. I'd be like, okay, close right. All right, you line up in a three, you line up in a shade. Hey, close left. Oh, wait a minute. You line up at a three, you line up at a shade. I go, how much can you do for that stuff? I used to always, you know, and they'd be like, you know, I coached with one coach that had a bunch of first-rounders, Denny Marson, when we were in New York, right? And we had a good scrappy group of old linemen. I mean, good, tough players, good football players. And Denny would go, Marone, you don't know how hard it is coaching all these first-rounders now. I used to say, gosh, Denny, I hope one day I can find yeah. out. You know what I'm saying? But, I mean, it's so to answer that question, that I was the purpose of me telling you that story was I do think there is a lot of learning, you know what I'm saying, for the defensive line. You know, the more that I've gotten around it and knowing what the calls and what we want to get done. So my point with Marcel is that he's getting more comfortable in it, and I think I've seen that the last two games with him performing better.
Do you like playing on Sunday and having the normal routine?
I do. Yeah, I do. I think because, like you said, I think it's something that we're used to. You're not rushed. You're not. You're more of your what you've been doing during the year.
Are you allowed to practice in pads this week?
Yes.
One time, right?
Yes.
Do you play on Thursday?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Will the schedule remain completely the same as it normally would for them?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What are your general overall impressions of Buffalo? I mean. On paper, they do not look like one of the stronger teams in the field.
There you go.
I'm just telling you.
Just like I told our team, you can take all the season. You can take that stuff, and all that stuff is great. This is the start of a different type of season. You know, this is 12 teams. You know, 6 in the AFC, 6 in the NFC, and. Every one of those teams has overcome something during the year and has earned the right to be here. Every one of those teams is dangerous, and it comes down to how you perform on that Sunday. It really does. So you've got to get – for me, I'm concentrating on getting this team ready to play its best football, you know, come Sunday to perform. That's how I see the – you know what I'm saying, the second half.
How concerned are you the last 2 weeks, 7 turnovers?
The turnovers are, you know, if I sit up here and say I'm not concerned, you know, I always am. But I'm going to keep my focus the same way and do everything we possibly can to make sure that that doesn't happen, you know, in the future, especially on Sunday.
But you can just talk. I mean, you know, playoffs, you got to go from 0 to 50. What do you preach normalcy with your players? Do they – do a little more? Is it more cerebral now? Is there something that more film watching? What is the routine the same?
The routine's the same. You know, I think the focus just naturally picks up. You know, it's, you know, you don't when you want to make sure that there's a lot of communication. It's like you do every week, but you're just checking the boxes maybe one more time. I mean, that's probably it because, you know, to say that, hey, you want to make sure everything's clear, the plan's clear, what we want to do is clear, everyone understands. And the reason why that's a big thing is because when everything is clear, you can play harder and play faster, you know, and those are the things you want to do. So, you know, you don't want to say that's not what we've been doing during the year. I just think, you know, the focus and everything rises up, and I think the level of play rises up because, you know, now it's, you know, it's, you know, single elimination, and you got all teams that have been through a lot and teams that have earned their way there.
You believe that your formula, the emphasis on the running the ball and having a great defense is a formula that almost gives you maybe a little bit better advantage in the playoffs? Lean you more towards
if you can execute. I think if you can execute, I think so, me personally. I mean, you know, that's always been my philosophy. I think if you can play, you know, good defense and, you know, you can run the football and play well on special teams, you know, you're always going to have a chance. I've said that many times.
Going back to Buffalo one more time. You never really told your side of the story intentionally, I assume.
To you.
To publicly.
Right.
Okay. do you think you were, have you been portrayed fairly in everything that's been thrown out there since?
I haven't read a lot of that stuff.
You heard? I'm sure you've
no,
heard.
No,
you can't. Couldn't have had your head in the sand in 2000.
Do you know my social life?
I do. You eat a lot of bologna.
Right. I don't.
What's like the dog?
Yeah. What's past is past. You know. And you know, my goal is to be. And I'll tell you guys the truth. You know, my goal and my function. This stuff. And I'm going to shoot everyone straight. This stuff happened so long ago. Okay. There's obviously been a lot of stuff out there, okay? That stuff is done. It's over. I mean, I can't put it any simpler than that. So I'm not going to take away my primary responsibility to look back, you know, on a situation that occurred, you know, what, 3 years ago. If I do that, then I shouldn't be the coach of the Jacksonville Jaguars. My job is to make sure that I do the best job for this team. Hey, listen, am I happy that I am. I am. I'm happy for their fans, and I'm happy for the organization, as well as I am for the other 11 teams or 10 teams that are in it. But my focus is on our fans, our team, and where we want to go. And it's going to be, you know, a week of people trying to pull that apart, and I'm not going to let that happen because of what my job is.
You've said a couple of times this year that you've learned at each stop you've been at, assistant and head coach. Where do you think you do better here this year, that if a player at Syracuse was here or a player at Buffalo was here, to say, hey, he does this better?
I think you're always learning. I think I've learned, I would say probably, you know, I've probably learned more this year with Coach Coughlin, you know, than maybe any other year. I mean, and I give him, you know, a lot of credit to, you know, my development. Now, if we don't win a lot of games, Coach may say he didn't do anything for me, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, I give him a lot of credit, but I think he continue to learn. I think that, you know, I've said this before, I think when you're not in that seat, no matter what it is, whether you're an assistant coach, a coordinator, the head coach, when you're not in that seat, you always look at it and you say, or editor, you know, you look at that seat and you go, I can do that job. That, you know, what's that guy doing? It doesn't seem that hard, you know. And then when you get into that chair, you know, there's a lot of things that come up. So you're constantly learning. I think once you say, hey, I've got this down, you know, hey, this is good, I think you're in trouble, especially in the NFL. So, but the team with the influx of, you know, players, you know, you have to keep communicating. And each you know, each player or each individual or every year the team changes, which it does, you know, you have to make sure that you have a good beat on, you know, your availability and making sure you're with the team. So to answer your question, you know, I've consistently have learned, you know, because I'm big on going back and saying, okay, what did I do a poor job of? What do I need to do a better job of? You know, and things of that nature so I can help myself get better.
Were you somebody during the last 2 years, you hear guys who are waiting for a second chance saying, I'm always making notes to myself for when that next one comes. Were you making mental notes, or were you just, okay, I'm the Jags O-line coach, I can't worry about...
That's how I am, yeah. I mean, I've always looked at it that way. I was always like, you know, if you're thinking about something else, and it goes back to early on, I mean, when I was at New Orleans and I was trying to, you know, prepare myself, you know, to maybe a head coaching job, I never did any work on it while I was employed by New Orleans. I waited to go on vacation in the summer, and I'd wake up early, do the work in the morning, and spend the rest of the day with my family. But I always felt that, you know, if you're working for a team and you're taking time from that organization to work on something outside of what your job is, I never agreed with that, you know.
The things that you learned from Tom, you said a little bit ago, you learned a lot from Tom.
I learned a lot. Practice, you know, scheduling, dealing with players, dealing with issues. A to Z, really. I mean, I wouldn't even have enough time to really, you know, talk about it. And it didn't just start when it was here. It started back when I was at Syracuse, you know, meeting with him. And it's continually grown, you know, and it grows every single day. So there's not a day that I might just say, hey, coach, can you take a look at this? Tell me what you think of it, you know, or how do you feel about this? I mean, you know, our communication level is, I mean, I talk to him more than I talk to my wife. Right now, during the season. The off season, I hope that doesn't happen.
What's your concern level with another big play on defense, even though defense was pretty good most of the day? That's like... seems to be a trend.
I thought a couple of things they played well. I thought physically they played well. I thought that, you know, there was a couple of times during the game, you know, where in the past we had lost our composure. I thought we did a very good job of that. And then, you know, obviously it was they ran a good play and we weren't able to make a play on it. I thought we did a good job on third down, you know, with 19%. So I thought, you know, defensively they, you know, they came back strong, but they did show all of us something, that, hey, they do have the ability to keep their composure when someone takes a shot at them or things of that nature, which is going to be important moving forward.
How do you think Allen Hurns fit back in yesterday?
Good. You know, I thought, you know, there's a play, you know, he limped a little bit out there, but, you know, he fought through, and I thought, you know, he played well and he should be better, you know, coming into this week.
You mixed in some tempo on offense throughout the game yesterday. Did you like the way that process went?
Yeah, it's part of it. We were just waiting to get those the younger guys that are around. You know, we've always had it in the system, but we couldn't really implement it in the games because, you know, the young guys we had at receiver.
You've got a couple of guys with some pretty decent playoff experience, but most of the roster not so much. Is having a lot of playoff experience overrated at times, or no? Is it that, I mean, that's got to have that to be successful?
I think it's good. I think anytime you have experience in something, it's good. So this way, you know, as you're up there as a coach and you're trying to make sure you have your team focused in the direction that you want to go, you know, when you're not around your team, you know, and a player sitting next to someone, you know, hey, you know, what is this like? What is this doing? That you have that experience in your locker room. I think that's important.
You mentioned Tom, but when it comes to these big games, how much do you lean on what you learn from, like, Dick McPherson, Sean Payton, Herm Edwards? How they handle those situations?
I think they're all different. You know, they really are. You know, Coach Mack was never really, you know, he'd always try to downplay the game, but he'd always try to downplay the venue. Meaning, you know, hey, listen, we're going to go out and play this team, and this is a, you know, in this game, but really, what does it matter? We'll play this team in a cornfield with no one there. We're still going to play the same way, the same intensity, the same focus, and things of that nature. You know, Coach Payton was, you know, very animated, you know what I'm saying, as far as, you know, getting the team, you know, ready to go, you know. So I think, you know, every one of the people that I've been around, Herm Edwards was the same way. We were getting ready for the playoffs. But every one of them, they were who they were, and I think they felt that they were doing what was best for the team. And I think that's what, you know, I think that's what you have to be able to do. If I said I'm going to do what – you know, maybe Coach Coughlin has done, or I'm going to do what so-and-so has done. You don't know if that's going to have the same effect on your team. I think that's one of the responsibilities you have as a coach, is to make sure you know how to get your team, you know, prepared and get them ready.
You have familiarity with some of their personnel up there, but they've turned over that roster a lot.
I think I was looking, you know, when we went through the personnel today and went through their active roster, I think there's only two players on offense and three players on defense.
So what jumps out at you about how this Bills team is constructed?
Well, as a playoff team, you know, I think that they do a good job. I mean, they've earned it. I haven't spent a lot of time on them yet. You know, I'm about ready to do that after this.
No, just cool, kidding. Your coaching staff has a lot of playoff experience. Mm-hmm. Obviously, we just talked about the players' experience. But do you think that helps you moving forward with situational football?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it does. I mean, like I said before, you know, experience is a good thing. And, you know, you have it, and you know what you got to get done and how you got to present it and what you have to do. And, you know, you have a feel for how the practices should be and the focus and all of that. So I think all that stuff helps. Anytime there's someone that, you know, is curious about, you know, hey, what's this like? What should we be prepared for? And you have people in your locker room, you have coaches that have been through it. You know, that's something that's there as a support and something that can help.
What's this week like for you and your assistants? Is it
this
double,
week?
Double overtime from the regular? Are you putting in your
There's
staff?
No, I can't put in any overtime. There's no time left in the day. I'm serious. I mean, you know, we're pretty, you know, coaches are creatures of habit, you know, so, you know, you know, everything on the schedule is like, it's like the, like I can go back. It's so easy if someone says, or during the season in 2000 and whatever, okay, on this Wednesday at this time, what were you doing? And if it's in when that work time, I could pretty much tell you, well, we were doing red zone or we were doing third down. You know, everything is based on time and what you're doing. So I think it's, you know, sometimes you get caught a little bit. You might not have enough information, you know what I'm saying, and you take it a little bit longer. You know, here, when you get into this situation, there's always a lot more information that you've got to get through. So it does take a little bit longer because you want to make sure that you're going through, you know, a whole season.
Thursday, 2006 playoffs of Chicago week. What did you guys work on?
Oh, Thursday. I'm going to tell you something. Thursday, we were always – Thursday in New Orleans was red zone night. I can tell you exactly what we ate, too. We always had pizza, and we always had – for me, I always wanted this this crab dip was outstanding. You know what I'm saying? So we always had that. And that night, we went through every single red zone clip from the season, okay, from Chicago season, all the time. And I guarantee you, I didn't get home till about 12:30. And that defense went home at about 7. They were deciding whether they should eat dinner or not. Because defense in the red zone is a little bit easier. That's there you go. I'm really beating up the defense, aren't I? You know what I'm saying? You know, it's like, oh, are we gonna cover zero or play red two? Let's see, what are we gonna do? You know, and those guys used to bust our chops. But no, we did spend a lot of time on that. Situationally, you spend a lot of time. That's where you spend a little bit extra time because you have more situations to look at.